Welcome to Play by Play, the latest in sports headlines and sports stock news from InvestorIdeas.com. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Play by Play podcast. For stock news today, we've got the latest from Manchester United and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Then we're going to take a look at some headlines involving the sale of the Washington Commanders and the Tour de France. Just before we get into the show, though, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, and many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. Right, so Manchester United, trading on the NYSE under the ticker symbol MANU, has announced a collaboration with Estee Lauder, the flagship brand of the Estee Lauder Companies, Inc., trading on the NYSE under the ticker symbol EL. This is for a first-of-its-kind partnership that will see Estee Lauder deliver its high-performing skincare products to new communities of sports fans who demand peak performance in every aspect of their life. According to the press release, this partnership will initially spotlight Estee Lauder's Advanced Night Repair Serum, which helps to optimize the skin's own rhythm of daytime protection and nighttime repair. Manchester United's CEO of Alliances and Partnerships, Victoria Timpson, explains, quote, "As one of the most followed sports teams in the world, we understand the importance of educating fans on a healthy lifestyle, and skincare is an integral part of that process. In the same way our athletes prepare the night before a match with regular training rituals, healthy skin also requires a consistent and effective regimen. Advanced Night Repair Serum provides skin with the overnight preparation needed for users to wake up looking refreshed and ready to take on the day. We look forward to working with Estee Lauder and sharing the power of its Advanced Night Repair Serum and encouraging our fans to start their skincare journey with us." End quote. Next up, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ASO, has announced the opening of two new sporting goods and outdoor recreation outlet locations in Central Texas this fall, particularly in Brenham and Kyle, Texas. The two stores will comprise over 63,000 square feet and about 56,000 square feet, respectively. The company, according to the press release, is on track to open 13 to 15 stores this year, with the goal of opening a total of 120 to 140 new stores by the end of 2027. Sam Johnson, Academy Sports and Outdoors EVP of Retail Operations, says, quote, "As a homegrown Texas brand, we are thrilled to offer our loyal customers two new and convenient locations in the Brenham and Kyle communities. Academy is focused on providing the best service, experience, and value to help customers in Central Texas pursue the activities that they love and make new memories on any budget." End quote. We'll leave stock news there for the day and pivot to some headlines in the sports world. First off, the Associated Press reports that the NFL owners unanimously approved the sale of the Washington Commanders on Thursday from Dan Snyder to a group led by Josh Harris and including Magic Johnson for a record $6.05 billion. This is now the highest price paid for a North American professional sports club. Snyder, who has owned the team since 1999, has incidentally just been fined $60 million for improprieties regarding workplace culture and business dealings. But regarding the purchase, Harris said, quote, "We are humbled and awed by the level of responsibility that we have to take care of the city, to win championships, and really excite the fans again." End quote. And lastly for today, Reuters reports that Slovenian Matej Mohoric, I hope I said that right, of the Bahrain Victorious team won the 19th stage at the Tour de France today, making for his third victory in this year's race. Mohoric began crying after his win, as it comes only just over a month after the death of Gino Mader, his Swiss teammate, following a crash on the Tour de Suisse on June 16th. Bahrain Victoria's sports director Vladimir Mihailovic, again, I hope I said that right, told the press, quote, "We started this tour under a lot of stress after the death of Gino, and Matej had the ambition to win the stage. It's stupid to say and could be wrongly interpreted, but we lost a team member, a family member, and everyone in the team, staff, and riders wanted to honor Gino. He will always be with us. It's something we managed to transform into motivation." End quote. That's it for today's edition of Play by Play. If you'd like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, please contact investorideas.com. Investorideas.com reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. All investment involves risk, and this podcast is not meant to be an endorsement to buy or sell securities or products. To hear more podcasts, you can go to investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, and most audio platforms available.